Eddie Howe joins us live down from pitchside here at the Vitality Stadium. Eddie, thanks as ever for your time. You've done four or five interviews before speaking to us, and I can't imagine it's getting any easier to have to talk through exactly what happened out there. What was your viewpoint?
Yeah, very difficult, Chris. Another really difficult evening for us. We came here with such high expectation tonight. Really believed that the team was in a good place. And I was excited by the team we had on the pitch. Unfortunately, we conceded a really, really poor first goal. And probably from that moment, very similar to Crystal Palace, we never recovered from the damage that that goal did to us. I still felt we were right in the game until the third goal. And it's a damaging scoreline for us. I don't think it probably reflects the whole game, but it is what it is. There's no excuses. Certainly, we're going to need to play better than that if we're going to get to be able to get the points we need.
For two home games in a row, you say that the first goal has basically proved your downfall. How concerning is it to be that mentally fragile that a goal so early can effectively decide the game?
Yeah, I don't think it's just the goal. I think it's the manner of the goal as well. I think it's one that we won't want to watch back. I think it's a really disappointing goal from our perspective in a position that should have had no danger. And it's just when you're in our position, you're looking for a lift, it's a hammer blow the other way. I thought Newcastle played with real freedom tonight, and they played very well on the counter-attack, and they exposed us in certain situations. I thought we had our moments the other way, and we're looking for a bounce of luck and something just to fall for us, and it didn't. Highlighted probably by Dominic Solanke's shot that hits the inside of the post.
I mean, overall, if we don't really count the woodwork as shots on target, but again, that's the second goalkeeper who's come here and hasn't had anything to do whatsoever. I mean, that has got to be the biggest fundamental improvement area, hasn't it?
Yeah, we picked a team today that we thought would have that creative spark with attacking players on the pitch in their right positions. So it's a bit of a head scratcher for us at the moment. I'm well aware there were passes declined today. There were opportunities missed in terms of going forward and being more productive. It's just more work needed to get the players to take the chances and to play freely enough to create and score goals.
Are you finding out about your players a little bit? Because this is the biggest pressure cooker you've been in terms of the threat to your Premier League status. Have you learned things in these three games since we've come back about your players' mindset and strength of mind?
I think you always learn, Chris. I think the most difficult aspect of this return to action is the fact that everything is riding on the games, but there's no feeling in the stadium. And that is an incredibly difficult thing, I think, for the players to handle. It's very clear that we haven't handled it well enough to this point, but that extra nudge you get from the supporters, you go down early, the crowd responds, is totally missing. It's very flat. So you're trying to create it yourself, but we obviously haven't done very well at that yet, and we haven't dealt with the feeling around the stadium at all yet.
The supporters, of course, will be as low as you're feeling, and I'm sure the players are feeling right now as well. What have you seen, maybe on the training ground, in that group, that we haven't seen on the pitch, that gives you hope that this can have a positive conclusion?
Well, I've worked with many teams here, and I don't doubt the quality that we have. I think there's a few things that I would doubt at the moment in terms of dealing with the games as they stand, with no crowd and no atmosphere and no feeling. I do doubt some of the players' physical condition, having had long injuries and returning to action and missing that zip, that little 5% to their game that they need to be at their very best at this level. These aren't excuses, these are just my opinions. I don't doubt the quality, I don't doubt the spirit, I don't doubt the determination to do well. All those things are there, I can tell everybody that. But it's just that coming together as a team and making it work on the pitch. It's very easy for me to talk here, but it's really on the pitch that we've got to come up with the answers.